Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Peflin here, and welcome to episode 820 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Greg, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter, an amazing service that makes it really easy for you to manage people. That process can be quite cumbersome, and you have to go out there and post your job to 200 plus different job sites just to make sure you find all the potential candidates, and then you have to screen them, and you get phone calls, and you get emails. It's really hard to manage, but ZipRecruiter is your hub for that. With just a single click, you can send out that job description to all those different job places. They'll help you quickly screen the candidates and just keep everything into their awesome-looking interface, and guess what? You can post your job for free. So for those of you listening, if you go to ziprecruiter.com/free, you can make it happen. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now here is today's question from Greg.
Hey, Pat. My name is Greg Wilnaw from musicianmonster.com. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to sincerely express my gratitude for all of the hard work that you do and the sacrifices that you made to add value and help others succeed in their online business. I sincerely appreciate that. Thank you. My question is in regard to content scheduling and staying on top of a consistent content calendar. I know you've been on fire with this lately, and it's something that you're really proud of that you've done with your business in 2016. And I've listened to all of the episodes related to what you use for scheduling, co-schedules, an awesome tool, Google Sheets, and kind of how your assistants help you manage all that. And what I am not clear on is how do you actually determine how to get your content into that actionable format? Like, what steps can I take specifically that you recommend to help me get clear on how to get my content on a consistent schedule using the tools that I know you've already recommended? Also, I don't have a VA. It's just me. So specific action steps would be awesome that you'd recommend. That's it. Thanks so much, Pat. I hope my question gets featured. Have a great day, and I'm sure I'll meet you one of these days at a conference or something. Anyway, take care. Bye.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. For those of you listening, if you haven't heard those episodes, the one I would recommend related to my editorial content manager, Jana, and also the way we work and we process things. That's episode 215 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. You can check that out at smartpassiveincomepodcast.com/session215. And that one was great. It's actually inspired a lot of people to create their own sort of spreadsheets to manage their content so they can plan ahead and also get access to things like co-schedule. great tool to help manage, especially if you have a team. But even if you don't, it helps you plan ahead as well. The most important thing, and that's what it is, Greg, is planning ahead. So you want to sit down and actually consciously think to yourself and with the goal of, okay, I'm going to sit down and plan out the content that I'm going to post across all the different platforms. If you have multiple platforms, if it's just your blog, just your blog, knowing whatever rhythm that you want to go in, whether it's once a week or twice a week or whatever, you want to have everything laid out in terms of what it is that you're going to be writing about. You can just start with ideas first in terms of, you know, what you want to post and when, and then you can kind of get into, you know, creating the titles and stuff and things like that. Then what we actually do as a team, and you can do this by yourself if you want to, after you have it all planned out, and I would say 3 to 6 months ahead of time is great. Things change over time, of course, and it's actually going to be a pretty tough exercise, I think, for some of you. It was tough for me at first because I was always the person initially who would open a blog post and then kind of write from scratch without even knowing what I was going to be writing about. But now, going into it knowing what I'm going to be writing about, it just makes it so much easier, and it just clears my brain of everything else besides what is that topic I'm writing about. So anyway, after you get it to the point at 3 to 6 months and have those topics in mind, literally creating the titles for them and then even creating the drafts for them as well. This is something that we do. So we create the drafts for each of those posts in WordPress ahead of schedule. And what's really cool about CoSchedule is that it does that for you, and then you can keep track of your progress for each of those things. But, you know, in terms of getting them on the calendar, I mean, that's really what it is, knowing what you're going to be writing about. And what I would do is actually even pulling back even more, having your content that you're going to be posting and publishing surround certain events that are happening. So, for example, you might want to do monthly themes that relate to things that are happening that month. It kind of depends on your niche. But for people in the online business space, you know, there's people who do launches and, you know, JV affiliate partnerships and stuff throughout the year. So it could be every other month or every month. You might be doing a specific promotion for a product that you have or that you're promoting of somebody else's, like an affiliate. And then you'd be able to have content that comes out that doesn't necessarily directly recommend those things. It might not even mention those things, but it would support the lead up into those things. So, for example, last year when Will It Fly was coming out, and that was something we knew, it was a hard date on a calendar when we knew it was coming out in February, my book Will It Fly. So the month leading up to it was all about books that have come out and the book writing process and things that I did. And I knew that ahead of time. I even knew that back in September or October from the previous year. Again, planning ahead. But that made it so that I could make sure that I could keep track of that content. And when I was writing that content, again, ahead of schedule or interviewing people related to that content, it just gave me more time, more flexibility, more breathing room, but also it made my head very clear in terms of, okay, here's why we are writing this. And I think that's the one of the big things that has changed, the big major mindset shift is not just writing to write, but writing for a purpose, writing because it's going to support something that is coming out or something that is going to be really helpful, a theme of the month. We've had email marketing themes. We've had themes about podcasting, you know, leading up to podcast movement last year. July was all about podcasting. So that's when it was really easy for me to focus on, okay, what kind of guests should I have on the show? When will they be put into the calendar on that spreadsheet or into CoSchedule? When should I be posting about other podcast-related tips and tricks and whatnot, stuff for beginners, stuff for advanced? That way it's kind of a mix. And that's what really was helpful. So in terms of your question, how do you get content into an actionable schedule? Well, having it be around things that you're already doing is probably the easiest thing to do. Plus, it just clears your mind and makes it super focused when you're writing. Then I have it set up so that my writing days are on Monday. So on Monday, I go in and I see, okay, well, this is a post that I'm writing today. It's already in the schedule. So, you know, kind of putting those blog posts into the schedule and then knowing which, you know, how far in advance I'm going to begin writing those things. And so I try to keep a rhythm where, you know, I go into Monday every week with a post in mind that I'm gonna finish that week, and then the next week it's the next one. Now it's not a post that's gonna come out for a couple months, but that's what happens. Now there are times where I cannot finish the post because there are certain things that I need to know that aren't happening yet or haven't happened yet. In which case, they just kind of get written as much as possible, or the setup or the introductory paragraph is there, just again so that when it's time to actually write those things, It's already set up for me and I can just go. So hopefully that helps, Greg. Thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to everybody out there who is just crushing it with their content calendars. So keep going. Greg, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Heraclitus. And that quote is, "There is nothing permanent except change." All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.